It's time for Stargaze. Our weekly look at what's happening in the universe, as well as what's happening in our evening skies. As usual, we turn to our friend from the Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, Christopher Phillips. Welcome back, and doing Stargazer again here in the studio.
Hey Dave, it's good to be back here. So this week, Stargazers, our sister planet Venus is visible in the western horizon just after sunset. It's at around about 9:40 p.m. Rising in the east during the afternoon, we have Jupiter, visible in the eastern sky from sunset onwards. Finally, Saturn will rise around about 8 p.m. also in the east.
And now one of our favorite topics recently here on Stargazer has been water. We're now venturing to the red planet, I believe.
That's right, we are returning to Mars, and specifically the mission of the Curiosity rover. Curiosity has been studying Martian rock and soil in an attempt to better understand the current conditions on the red planet. It was recently announced that amazingly, it may be possible for small amounts of water to form on the surface.
Now, we've had so many water-related stories.
Well, it looks like water may be everywhere in the solar system. But up until now, water on Mars has always been suspected but never truly discovered. So this discovery is pretty amazing in that respect. However, there is a catch. This water is not the kind you'd ever want to take a swim in, let alone drink. This form of water is liquid brine, highly toxic to humans. In fact, this brine may be so corrosive, it may be able to eat through equipment sent to the red planet.
Now, we're not talking about brine like brine shrimp.
Actually, I was just going to bring that up.
Sea monkeys throughout the universe. It's crazy, huh?
Now, this brine possibly forms when substances in the Martian soil absorb water vapor from the atmosphere. This, in turn, lowers the freezing point of water, allowing it to exist on the cold Martian surface. To give you an idea of just how harsh the Martian surface is, the temperature there fluctuates wildly. Mm. In wintertime, the temperature is around minus 195 degrees Fahrenheit. And in summertime, it can get as high as 70 degrees during the day, which is pretty balmy for Mars. We have to remember that the surface of Mars is a very hostile place, so the sun's UV rays are so strong that they would destroy any organic matter on the surface. So unless these little Martians are wearing factor 500 sunscreen, I wouldn't get too excited about the prospects for life.
And I'm also thinking that our big plans for the Martian water park are off due to the bad water quality.
Yeah, I don't think that would go down too well.
We're still looking for a suitable site. Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, as always, thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.